Hey there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Happy 21st day of April. I hope this is a day where you are rejoicing in the Lord and trusting in His goodness. He is good to you, and He sees you. That's one of the things that I have rested in so much, is that God sees us and sees me. All right, we're in Psalm 33 in the New International Version, and this is what it says. Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise Him. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make music to Him on the 10-stringed lyre. Sing to Him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy. For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all He does. The Lord loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of His unfailing love. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, their starry hosts by the breath of His mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea into jars. He puts the deep into storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the people of the world revere Him. For He spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm. The Lord foils the plans of the nations. He thwarts the purposes of the people. But the plans of the Lord stand firm forever, the purposes of His heart through all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people He chose for His inheritance. From heaven, the Lord looks down and sees all mankind. From His dwelling place, He watches all who live on earth. He who forms the hearts of all, who considers everything they do. No king is saved by the size of his army. No warrior escapes by his great strength. A horse is a vain hope for deliverance. Despite all its great strength, it cannot save. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear Him, on those whose hope is in His unfailing love, to deliver them from death and keep them alive in famine. We wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In Him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in His holy name. May Your unfailing love be with us, Lord, even as we put our hope in You. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, help us to sing today. Seems like that's one of the themes this month in April, is that we are to be singing, we are to be worshiping, we are to be lighthearted in our reverie and rejoicing of what You've done and how You have worked in our lives, how You've forgiven us, how You've delivered us from the domain of darkness into Your marvelous light. So we choose to sing joyfully to You, and we want to sing a new song. Lord, we thank You that Your word established the heavens. We thank You that just saying something caused creation. We thank You that You are a creative God, that You do new things all the time, yet You do not change, which is a beautiful paradox. Lord, thank You that You created us to be creators as well, that we can create. And when we do so, we're mimicking You. And so, Lord, for those who have jobs that are creative, which I think all of us have jobs that are creative, would You just infuse us with creativity today to worship You as we create? Because there's something really beautiful about that. Lord, thank You that You look down and You see all of us. You formed our hearts and You consider everything we do. In light of that, help us to realize that our actions matter, and that they count for eternity, and that You are the God who rewards those who seek You and rewards those who do good work. Lord, we can't do that good work in our own strength. We need Your Spirit within us to put feet to the work that You have for us. Lord, help us not to trust in other things. Help us not to trust in our own abilities. Help us not to trust in favorable circumstances, but to trust in You. Lord, we thank You that Your eyes are on all of us who fear You, and we want to learn what it means to fear and revere You. We want to love You and thank You with everything inside of us. Lord, teach us what it means to wait in hope for You. Hope is a dangerous word, Lord, and many of us through life, as it's battered us down, we have lost some of that hope. But ultimately, there is a resurrection hope. Ultimately, we will be set free. Ultimately, on the other side, we will be living in new bodies that will last for eternity. Ultimately, on the other side, we will have no more tears, no more brokenness, no more heartache. So, Lord, help us to live in light of eternity today and to trust You when things are dark and hard. Lord, as this psalm concludes, may Your unfailing love be with us, Lord, even as we put our hope in You. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I just want to thank you for being someone who loves the Word of God and loves to be prayed for. And it's my sincere prayer that as I've been reading these scriptures to you, you would fall in love with the one who created those scriptures, and that your prayer life would be enhanced by just hearing the way I pray. There's nothing magical about it, but it just connotes the relationship. And my prayer and heart for you is that you would deepen your relationship with a God who loves to hear from you.